I want to tell you a little something. I saw this lady. She had never missed church. Never missed church. She always came to me, Brother Hart, Brother Hart. She never missed church. So I'm thinking about a wife. So I said, Lord, if this is my wife, let her wear blue. He cleared it up right quick for me. The lady didn't even come to church. Let no one wear blue. She hadn't missed a day of church and hadn't missed a day since. So God fixed that in my mind right away. He said, for this cause was you born. You go do my will. Praise God. So some brother the other day said, Brother Hutton, where are you going? I said, boy, I'm going out again. He said, I think I want to go with you. I said, no, you can't go with me. See, because I might have to sleep along the highway. I'm not worried about going back to Michigan. You might want to go back to Michigan. I might want to just keep going. So I got to travel by myself. I got Jesus. Some brother gave me a tape up in Brother Junior Dave. Brother Junior Dave, he always messing around with me. So he gave me a tape, me and Jesus. We got a thing going on. So I've been traveling. I've been to about 15 churches since July the 6th. I took off July the 6th. They told me I was too old to travel. Everybody said, you need to sit down. You're too old to travel. But you know, when I got up, the Lord helped me. I feel like I'm 40. My God, I feel youthful again. Praise God. You know, you can go down in Providence and Pity City because things don't go your way. Oh, hallelujah. And you get old quick. Thank God I got up in the Lord because I feel the Lord tonight is just as young as he was when he got started. He don't grow old. Thank God, so his people. Oh, amen. So I'm just as happy. You know, it's good to be that way. It's good to stay happy because everybody have problems. He let me see that. He said, nobody knows you here but me. Out of all the people in the world, nobody knows you here but me. And I thought about it. He said, everybody got problems. And you sitting here crying and weeping because of difficulties and you've been having them all your life. Nobody knows you here but me. And I got up. I thought about that. I said, nobody knows tonight where I am but you all. When I left Michigan, nobody knows where I'm at tonight. But you know, I'm here. But nobody knows what you go through, your mind. Nobody can help you but God. I learned, a lady told me in Benton Harbor, she said, Brother Harden, this has been 10 years ago, she said, Brother Harden, I got something to say to you. I said, well, say on. She said, the Lord gonna take you real low. And I don't know whether you'll get back. Well, I couldn't say nothing but thank you. I said, thank you, sister. And I turned to walk away, and I heard the Spirit say, but I never leave you. He said, I never leave you. But I didn't know where I was going. I didn't know what God. But you know, God took me through that to bring me out. And he brought me out to give him glory. Everything God, Peter said this. He said, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which come to try you as though some strange thing has happened unto you. He said, but as much as Christ suffered in the flesh, he said, arm yourself likewise. Put on the same mind. Oh, hallelujah. Put on the same mind. Because Paul already gave us the scripture in Corinthians. He said, while we look not at the things that are seen. He said, these light afflictions, which is but for a moment. Oh, hallelujah. But God got something far greater. He said he got a far exceeding eternal weight of glory. My God, so then we can go on shouting and praising God. I know it's not easy, but God is able to help us when you go through the fire. Not if you go. See, the scriptures say when you go through the fire, you shall not be burned. When you go through the water, it shall not overflow you, because the Lord is there to help us. And so I'm so thankful to be here tonight. I'm so thankful for the Lord tonight. I'm still excited about what God is doing in my life, in your life. And good to see you still here. on the front line fighting the good fight of faith. That's what we fight. And you know what? I tell them this. I've been in a few fights. And you know, you get hit hard sometime. You get hit hard sometime in a fight. That's why Paul said, I fought a good fight. You get hit pretty hard. And I found God gave me some, begin to open up scriptures to me that I hadn't seen. The blueness of the wound drives away evil. The harder you get hit in life, the better you become. Amen. Did you know that? The harder you get hit in life, the better you become. The stronger you become in the things of God. Because you begin to rely on God more. You begin to draw nigh to God. And that's all that matters. Amen. And so I'm so grateful tonight that God took me through and brought me out on the other side. Praise God. Because the trials of your faith, which is much more precious than gold, though it be tried with fire, may be found under praise. May be found under praise at the appearing. See, when you get in trouble, deep water, God appear. That's when you see him. Yeah. Yeah. So we're getting ready for something. We're getting ready for something. We're getting ready for the close of this age. The Gentile time is coming in. And so it's closer than what we can think. People can't even imagine how close we are. It's been a long season since Adam. The fall of the church. The church went into apostasy. The church apostated. My God, how long ago? A long time ago. And look at all what we have out here. But God is gathering a people. He's gathering a remnant of people that's going to have his name written in their forehead. Praise his holy name. That's going to stand on the Mount Zion having with the 144,000. My God, having the Father's name written. God having his nature, and they'll follow the Lamb whithersoever he go. Praise his holy name. And they were without guile, no fault in them. Praise the Lord. So it takes fire to burn that out of us. So I'm not worried about it, because John already said that there was one. He said, I baptize you with water unto repentance, but there's another that's here that's going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. My God, we don't talk too much about the fire. Oh, hallelujah. But the fire come to burn away Clem's heart. The fire come to burn away all the chaff in my life. All the other stuff that's not like Jesus in my life. Praise God. So that's the only way to get out. We ain't going to let it go. God have to do it. So I'm so grateful tonight to be here. I'm thankful. Just a few scriptures. I'm not going to weary you all night. But I'm so thankful to be here. And I'm so grateful for my friend being here tonight. You know, I cut his hair for a lot of years, and out of all the people, he's the only one came back. Yeah, he the only one, he come, like that song Billy Watson sang, tell me his name again. He wanted to hear it again. He wanted to get in my barber chair and lay back and for me to shave him and tell him that name again. Praise God. So here in Psalms 92, Psalms 92 and verse 1, it says, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. And that really stood out. It's a good thing. How would you know unless you try? It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. Hallelujah. And to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Oh, hallelujah. And then he goes down to verse 6. He says, a brutish man knoweth not, neither does a fool understand this, that it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. See, that it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. Then he says in the 14th verse, they shall still bring forth fruit in old age. Amen. Amen. In old age. See, it's no sense. I got an article from Brother Goodwin. He was talking about the church is getting old and the people drying up. Old people are not to dry up. Not in the Lord. That's why I'm going telling this thing. Old people is the light of the church.
Amen.
Old people is the stone away.
Come on.
That's it.
Old people are not to sit there. Well, I've been here a long time now. Let's go. The old people are the way to go.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
That's it.
Amen.
Amen.
This thing is exciting. Yeah. Hallelujah. This in my older days than it was in my young days. Amen. Praise I feel like running. Praise God. I ain't got no running. This ain't going to dry you up. This ain't loosening you up. Hallelujah. Praise God. We don't have to sit around running. I go around. I went around a lot of churches. You know that was smoking. Jesus said he didn't come to. He said there's a bruised reed. There's a lot of bruised reeds out here. And a lot of smoking flax. No blaze, but you know what he said? I worried that you were hot or cold. See, but what we do, we cool off because of arthritis. So what? Because, well, I done got old. I've been here 40 years. I remember Brother William's father. That's enough for all of us. Amen. I'm going around helping us old folk. Yeah, I'm going around. Get the old folks on fire.
Praise the Lord. Huh? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Come on. They don't know y'all talking about how good this is and you dried up. Talk about, all we talk about is how bad. But I'm just happy about this thing. Brother Wedding, I'm happy about it, brother. This thing is real.
Amen.
Praise God. We don't have to sit around and talk about arthritis and rheumatism and all that stuff. By God, let's talk about how good the Lord is.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 He's wonderful, brother.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. What is his name tonight? His name shall be called Wonderful. He's talking about a people.
Hallelujah.
I'm excited about it. Listen, I feel like, you know what I did? I left Ben Hall because everybody around there was talking about a haircut. I didn't want to talk about a haircut anymore. I want to talk about the Lord. I'm tired of cutting hair. I've been cutting hair 50 years. I'm tired. So that's all you guys want to talk about is cutting hair. I said, I want to talk about Jesus. This one. I said, I'm going away from here. I went and got in the church, brother. I went on that brother running and prayed. I stayed in the church. I didn't leave the church. Prayed 30 days.
30 days.
My God, God healed me.
Come on, praise.
Hey, amen. I said, God healed me.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
God is a healer.
Hallelujah.
You know, all we depend on is the doctor. Health care. My God, health care gonna run out. We got somebody that cares. Don't he care? Peter said, cares. All your cares are on him. But he cares for you. Who can out care God?
That's right.
Hallelujah. And then look. Look at 94 and 17. Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelled in silence. Unless the Lord helped me, and the Lord is helping you. You know, so many people have been attacked in their minds, and that's where sickness come in. I didn't let that thing touch me. It was a hard blow, but I got up out of there. And as soon as I stood up, I felt like I was healed. Yes. As soon as I stood up, I asked the doctor, what can you guarantee me? They started talking about something else. I said, well, you can't guarantee me a thing. So I said, no, thank you. When I got up, the Spirit said, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord. That's our only help. Is in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Hallelujah. And his might is his name. That's why, don't you know Jesus, that man sat at that gate all those years. You know Jesus went past that man. You know know Jesus passed that man.
That's right.
Huh?
That's right.
Jesus passed that man going into the temple. And no doubt he told Judas to put something in his pot. But when the day came, it come Peter and John. Oh. Amen. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I unto thee. Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. You can rise up tonight in the name of Jesus. I don't care what the problem is tonight. My God, you can rise up in the name of Jesus by faith, and you'll see the difference. Oh, yeah.
Oh, hallelujah.
You can rise up tonight in the name of the Lord. Because the name of the Lord is a strong title. Oh, hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
My God, so excellent. David said, oh Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. It's right here. My God, who has set thy glory above the heaven. Praise his holy name. My God, don't you know his name alone is excellent?
Yes, it is.
David said this in Psalm 20, verse 1. He said, O Lord, hear thee in the day of trouble. And the name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of sight. Some trust in horses, some in chariots, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. For they are horses that we are willing to stand upright in the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
My God is so great. I got a greater revelation than I had before.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. So we got some good times coming. Don't you sit around here and think this is all. I'm not saying that's you, but don't you even begin to entertain that thought. Because the best is yet to come. Paul said, why we look not at the thing that are seen? Because everything you see is subject to change. Haven't I changed?
Somebody said, is that Brother Harden?
Yeah.
I done lost about 70 pounds, but I feel good. Hallelujah. You know, I couldn't tie my shoes up, but now I'm going
to. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
That's real. Yeah. I had to come up with my ass.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise
the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I've come to praise the Lord with you.
Keep it up. All right.
This thing is wonderful. I went to the Jerseyville meeting. I was in Des Moines last year. Folks walked by me. They stopped and said, what happened to you?
What do you mean, what happened to me?
They said, you don't look, you Brother Harden? It's the only way I knew you was Brother Harden, you had that big smile.
Yeah.
So you keep that big grin. I got something to grin about. Praise God. I got something to grin about. God has done so much in my life. He's done so many wonderful things. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful tonight that he took me through.
It was hard, but I come out all right.
Praise God. You're going to go through some hard things, but that's all right. Remember, the Lord is on your side.
The Lord is there to bear you up. It doesn't matter what you go through from this day forward. He's on your side.
Praise
the Lord. Help you.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes,
he is. Praise God. So let's get on out of the walk. Let's get on out of the deep. Amen. Too many folks sitting around the bank. Too many folks sitting around the bank. Let's get on out there in Christ. Get on out in Jesus. By faith, we do that. So I'm thankful tonight. If the Lord will, I'll be back Sunday, and I'm bringing Brother Seawood and his wife and family back in.
Hallelujah. I don't want to hold y'all night, but Sunday ain't no telling. You come, let's stay a while.
Yeah. What do you say?
Yeah. Come on, let's get ready to praise God.
Praise
let's
God.
Get ready to magnify God. Amen. Don't hang your head about God.
Praise the Lord. Look to the heat.
Yeah.
On which coming by
here. Psalm 121.
Somebody's talking about help. Some of my help. No, your help. David said, my help. See? And it's good because, you know, I heard Brother Adam say, pray for Brother Adam. Well, Brother Adam, they diagnosed him with cancer. So pray, keep Brother Adams in prayer. So he was talking about his mind. He was talking about Isaiah 26 and 3. You know, it's easy to quote those scriptures, but it's something got to be done. I will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him because he trusted in him. Trusted in him. Come on. And people talk about having their minds on him. And you know, brother, when I go through prayer, I found out that we can't keep our minds. David said, within the multitudes of my thoughts within me. How you going to keep your mind on God when you got a multitude of thoughts and you go to bed at night and you dream all kind of dreams and whatever? But I found out I got a quickening. Look what he says here. Verse 2, my help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee. Jude said, he's able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless. Give him glory. Woo! Well, you know you got to give him glory in his presence. Enter through his court with thanksgiving. His gate is praise. Be thankful unto him. And bless his name. You know, the terrible thing is to come unthankful and ungrateful. I'll be back. Yeah. Praise God. Just good Hallelujah. To see everybody.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise
and to feel this wonderful spirit. And to hear these good songs.
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's a wonderful thing.
Wonderful.
I said it's a wonderful thing. Yes, give God glory. God bless. Praise.
I want to magnify the name of the Lord. His name I'll praise. For he has been so good and so kind to me. The name of the Lord, his name I'll praise. For he has been so good and so kind to me all of my days. When I was lost in darkness, he heard my plea and rescued me. And now I'll serve him all of my life till his face I see. I want to magnify the name of the Lord. His name I'll praise. For he has been so good and so kind to me all of my days. When I was lost in darkness, he heard my plea and rescued me. And now I'll serve him all of my life till his face I see. I want to magnify the name of the Lord. All of my days, when I was lost in darkness, he heard my plea and rescued me. And now I'll serve him all of my life till his face I see. I want to magnify, yes, the name of the Lord. Lord, oh yes, his name I'll praise, for he has been so good, oh and so kind to me, oh all of my days. When I was lost in darkness, he heard my plea and rescued me, oh and now I'll serve.
him, yes, all of my life, till his face I see. I want to magnify the name of the Lord. His name I'll praise, for he has been so good and so kind to me. Oh, yes, all of my days, when I was lost in darkness, he heard my plea and rescued me. Oh, and now